Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Lisa Sutton, and she is a daughter to Lynn Anderson. Many of you know Lynn Anderson from her amazing musical career. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Lisa Sutton.
Well, thanks, Mark, for having me. Hello, everybody.
Well, and of course, to so many listening right now, we're talking about a musician, a singer, but to you, she was mom. Let's talk about your mom, Lisa. Let's talk about your relationship with your mom and the experiences you had as a daughter to Lynn Anderson.
Well, I guess my stock answer, I think, when I was kind of a kid was, well, she's just mom to me, you know, and she was. It was running around at horse shows or state fairs, and she'd be performing or we'd be riding, and I don't know, I was lucky. It was, I knew my mom was different, of course. People looked at her and noticed her. I don't know, I just, you know, she was mom to me. I just thought she was the moon, you know. And then, of course, later in life, you start hitting those teenage years, and your mother's famous, and you're like, oh, goodness, you know. Everybody knows who your mom is. You can't get away with nothing. and all you want them to do is be normal and not famous. So we went through those years, too. And then later, we went through years where we were making records together and, you know, I did graphic design. I guess my music ability went over more on the creative side of stuff, and I was doing album covers and graphics. And so then over the last 10 years, I've done several records with her, and so we've gotten to work together, too.
That's great. One of the things I was thinking about you yesterday after we talked a little while was the fact that most kids don't realize what their parents do until a few years after they're born, and you don't even realize it for the first few years, and then something kind of triggers, okay, what exactly does my parent do for a living or a career? At what point did you figure that out, Lisa?
Oh, I guess I knew all along. The day I was born, I was on the front page of the newspaper. My dad kind of came in. Mom said she woke up, and Dad's standing there going, hey, you got a number one record and a little baby girl. And my awareness has been ever since, or so, you know, obviously not as a newborn, but it's just even my whole life as a child, I'd see that Dad was proud of that picture. He'd have it hanging in his office. And by the time I was crawling and walking around, I was in little cowboy boots and dresses and walking with her. And oh.
Well, since you brought it up, Lisa, tell us about your dad as well, because, of course, it takes two to tango. Tell us about your father.
Well, my dad is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame here in Nashville. He wrote a bunch of biggies. Almost Persuaded, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad, I Don't Wanna Play House, What Made Milwaukee Famous. He just had quite the run in the 60s and 70s of songs. And, of course, he met my mother and said he fell in love with an angel. She was just the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen, and she could sing. And he was already working in the studio with people, so it was pretty easy for those two to kind of meet and make magic. You know, Dad produced Rose Garden. They made that together. That's always fun to think about, you know, Mom and Dad working in the studio. So it's not like Rose Garden, everybody hears the big radio hit and Lynn Anderson. For me, in my childhood's mind, I think of Mom and Dad working together that night, making that song. And then the next day, Dad going in and saying, hey, let's put some strings on this. And then doing listening together, it just makes me think of them as a family.
And that's a great thought, because those are the memories that we cherish after the awards and trophies are received and the recognitions are had. When you get down to it, it's about the home life and what you witnessed as a young person and those images of your parents that stay with you. And those are the warmest, fondest memories that we can carry.
I've been going right now through all of my dad's slides, and they were married for a decade. They split when I was 7. So from 67 to 77, a bunch of her Sony and Columbia CBS years and records for her and Dad. And in going through all the slides, he's got like all these old Ektachrome slides that are outtakes from TV shows that she's on. And it's like, I've seen the big famous performance or the pictures and the photography from the front of the stage, but now I'm getting all these glimpses of my dad's view being backstage and walking around just shooting Mom kind of candidly and stuff. So I'm really tickled that, you know, I'm finding that I have this arsenal of little memories that I can go pick through. And those slides are like a, they just give you a whole other other look at it. You know, it's like, I remember my childhood view of mom. Now I'm getting to see dad's kind of side view of her.
Are you taking time to convert those slides into digital pictures?
We are. And so we're putting them, we're trying to start building a catalog on her website. I've got this new beautiful comrade named J. Buck Ford, Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, and he has built a website at LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com. And we've been working and focusing on the discographies right now, but soon we hope to be building out the picture logs, you know, showing everybody all the fun stuff we're finding around here that's never been seen before.
And I love the conversion of slides. I recently found a lot of our slides growing up from my grandfather, who was a preacher, and I bought a little slide converter. So I stick the slide up under there, it creates a picture, I put it onto a SD card, and then put it on the computer and able to turn those slides into beautiful pictures. I love it.
I've got a friend now who has a slide scanner. I can run things over to him, but I'm starting to wonder if I don't want to get a dedicated slide scanner, because I've got quite a few of them. So I'd like to be able to just pop in and do them myself at some point. But for now, Rob gets them done. They're real big and pretty. We took a few outtakes of dad's slides and included them in a big poster that is part of our 50th anniversary package of Rose Garden. The new vinyl that we're selling right now, it's got a double poster in it that opens up. It's almost 24 inches long. And we've taken some of those old slides and outtakes and put them on there. So I got those stand at real high res.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa, if you've got somebody that's doing all that for you, don't worry about it. But if you ever just want to hang out and convert a few pictures from slides to pictures, I paid about $100 for the little converter that I've got, and it's real simple. But if you've got somebody taking those extra steps, you need to just hang on to what you've got.
Well, you know, I still want my own to do references, I think. But I think if we were to ever do a coffee table book, or, you know, some of these slides are just, they're so perfect, you know?
It's amazing.
It's the way they even the photography back then in the 70s, and then the slides and the color and the richness, and then her skin texture or the makeup, or I don't know. They're such a time capsule. I love them. I just love slides.
I know exactly what you mean. And speaking of opening up a time capsule, when we come back, let's talk about Rose Garden, and let's talk about a 50th anniversary release of your mom's music and how people can get a hold of that.
All right. Happy to.
Great. We're talking to Lisa Sutton. She is a daughter to Lynn Anderson and Glenn Sutton, and we're going to talk about this new release of her mom's music that is taking place right now. I hope you'll stick with us for the next segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. We are talking to Lisa Sutton. She is a daughter to Lynn Anderson and Glenn Sutton. We've had a great conversation so far. We talked about the relationship that she had with her mom and her dad. Now we're talking about a new release of her mom's music. And this is a 50th anniversary edition. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Lisa Sutton.
Well, thank you. It's hard to believe that I'll be 50 this year and so will Rose Garden. Maybe that's why I'm trying to raise so much cane, you know.
I turned 41 yesterday, Lisa, so I'm right behind you.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to you. We have another, today is a different birthday, but it's mom's gentleman friend she was with for 30-something years. He was a songwriter, Mentor Williams, and he wrote Drift Away, and it's his birthday today.
Wow.
The old rock and roll song, Give Me the Beat, Boys, and Free My Soul.
Sure.
I want to get lost in the rock and roll and drift away. And for our 50th anniversary package, that's actually the last song Mom recorded, and I have it on a pink vinyl 45. So when you go to the website, LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com, you've got two options. You can buy pink vinyl that we've re-released, or you can buy the deluxe bouquet package, and it gives you a copy of the 45 and a few other fun things in there, the poster and stuff like we were talking about.
That is awesome. I love that. This is
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I thought, we've got, Buck helped me think of the name. It's like, if you just get the single vinyl, which is awesome, you know, that's the single rose version. And then the deluxe package is the bouquet package. I thought, well, isn't that nice? We've had so much fun kind of remarketing Mommy, you know? It's
yes.
Really been neat to take this old record that was such a mega hit that Mom and Dad worked on together, and then I'm getting to work on it. Now I got a piece in it, you know? We've
that's
got a
great
special package that's really special. Reba gave us a liner note. Clive Davis spoke to me about working with Mom and Dad, and he's such a legend, you know, and an icon. And so it's been lovely. It's very lovely.
I'll just have to figure out how to get a liner from Reba now.
Hey, well, I had to give her a Lynn Anderson rose bush for her garden. So.
Sounds like a good trade.
We've been selling rose bushes in Mom's name. There's an actual hybrid tea bush that's named V. Lynn Anderson. We've got a Facebook page about it. It's a flower, the Lynn Anderson rose.
I saw that. That's beautiful.
Did you see it?
I did.
Cool. Well, I sent two to Mr. Davis, and Miss Reba got one, and a lot of other friends and fans have them now. And so I'm kind of keeping up with people across the country. Got a little bit of Mom in their garden.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, I'm planting Mom's rose garden across the nation with her friends and her fans and stuff. It's a great way to keep in touch.
Well, if they say the rose bushes aren't going well, you'd say, I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon. I will hear that phrase, "Come here, girl, beg your pardon." Yeah, and then I'll look right at it and go, "I never promised you a rose garden." And then they're just like, "Oh." You know?
Gotcha.
And they had me to say it at all, but as soon as they say it, I just can't help myself. I don't care if it's a stranger. I'm just like, I never promised you a rose garden.
It's timeless, Lisa, and can be used in so many different ways. And of course, I have BJ Thomas on this show, and we're going to talk about raindrops falling on our head. And we've talked about a rose garden. And then I've got Kyla Carter, and she's an actress, and she has a segment on my show called Kyla's Corner. And she's actually going to tie it into the fact that life is not always a rose garden, and we have to figure out how we can overcome those things and find success through our challenges. I'm really excited about this whole entire show, how it's coming together.
Well, you know, when the song came out, Mom was very, the United States Marine Corps used that phrase as their campaign, as their advertising campaign and their recruitment campaign. There's a very famous image of a Marine screaming at another one going, "We don't promise you a rose garden." Right? Well, and of course the Vietnam War was erupting during that time. And Mom said a lot of the service guys would stand up at the shows, you know, when she was singing. And it was because they had been through boot camp with that poster. If they were a Marine, they knew that song. And so I think it's interesting now that I've chosen the 50th year when there was such a tumult and awkward time. You know, America was struggling back then during the war. Well, we're kind of struggling now. You know, we're having these same issues are here again. They never left, obviously, but they're up. They're on the table again. People are upset. People, you ain't a rose garden right now, you know?
You're exactly
and
right.
And you're not promised one, and you got to get back up and keep going, you know? And I don't know. I think if Mom were here, she'd be proud to sing it again, you know? She really always asked her, like, "How do you sing that song every day?" You know, like, "Don't you get bored? Doesn't it make you crazy?" And she's like, "Uh-uh." She's like, "That song made me everything that I am. I have to show respect to that song. If one person wants me to sing it, I'll sing it." And I'm like, "That's pretty cool, Mom." You know, because I would be, I don't know, I think I would get bored. But she was extremely thankful, and she was thankful for the people that it reached. It was Marines. It reached, you know, she reached cowboys. She reached Rose people at all the Rose conventions. They play that song. It really has had a mass appeal because of this theme.
Isn't that amazing? Just thinking about how many people a single song can touch and make somebody's life.
It can, you know, and the great thing about that too is that nobody else can claim that but Mom. Like, she chose that song. She'd been carrying that song around for 2 years asking my dad to cut it, you know? Like, she wanted it. She knew she could sing that song, and it apparently was saying something to her that she felt like she needed to say. So, and then for it to become such a monumental success, that had to feel good, right? I mean, she had to have been validated at some point. That's why I think soon I'm trying to make sure that we continue to validate her, and so this year being the 50th was my opportunity to do just that.
Well, and I do that with the Mark White Show. My dad died at 58 years old, and really I picked up after that. The Mark White Show started a year later, and so it's very similar that I'm trying to live through people that I've lost. My own grandmother, who raised me, passed away in 2018, my granddad in 1998. So I just keep going with what I'm doing, trying to recognize people who are making a difference and share their stories to encourage us all, because there are times where we're looking around, "Where's my rose garden?" And it's not there, but, you know, if we get that shovel and we get those tools and we start working that ground, we're going to grow something. And that's what I feel like when you were sharing about the difficult time that we're having right now, there are people who are always going to pick up those tools and get to work.
Yep. That's how we survive, you know. Just plant a garden and it'll grow, right?
That's
it'll
right.
Water and sunshine, and it's good for the soul.
Well, Lisa, I have really enjoyed having you on the Mark White Show today and sharing your experiences with your mom, talking about the song, talking about your dad. I love this because it is you and it's your life. It's the things that you enjoy, the memories that you have, and I hope that you've enjoyed this conversation as well.
I have. I love that you're honoring and remembering your family, too. It's important to me. And I feel like even for people, if their parents aren't famous, it doesn't matter. There's an honor in death that I think I don't like to take lightly. You know, I like to remember people, and I'm glad that you are. Thank you for having me and letting me talk about my mom, and I've really enjoyed it.
It definitely molds us into who we are. Well, thank you, Lisa, and you're welcome anytime here on The Mark White Show.
All right, you have a great day now. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Lisa Sutton. She is a daughter to Lynn Anderson and Glenn Sutton. We appreciate her joining us here on The Mark White Show today. As I said, we're going to have BJ Thomas coming up, and we're going to talk about raindrops falling on our head. And then Kyla's Corner after that. She's going to tie this all together for us. But I've really enjoyed this. Rose gardens, raindrops falling on our head, and living sunny side up with Kyla Carter. I love it. And I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better. And also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip Supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they
listen to me. Falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Right now on the line with me, I have a very special guest, and many of you know him from his music, Mr. BJ Thomas. Welcome to the Mark White Show, BJ.
Hey, thank you, man. Nice to be here.
I am talking to you from Athens, Alabama, the home of Glenn Hall and Yesterday's Event Center.
Great. Well, great. Yeah, I've worked Alabama many, many years. One of my favorite places. In fact, I'm planning to record in Muscle Shoals, as soon as we get through this mess, you know.
Very good. The first time I ever met you was at Yesterday's Event Center. Back then, I had a tortilla factory, and I made tortilla chips. And me and my wife came to see you, and we brought you a bag of chips and got a picture up in our...
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Well, we put your picture up in the restaurant. We were so excited that BJ Thomas had tried our chips.
Oh, beautiful. Well, great.
But now I'm in the radio business, so I decided to start a radio show where I would recognize people who are making a difference in our communities and share their stories so we can all be encouraged and inspired.
Well, great.
And I am so glad to have you today. And if you would, just share a little bit of your early life, maybe what some people don't necessarily know when you were younger and just getting started in the music business.
They tell me I sang all the time from the time I was an infant, very young till as I grew up. So I kind of got very, very interested in music when I was about 10 or 12 or so, and started really enjoying the music and singing in various churches. And we were fortunate to live fairly close to a number of churches through my childhood. So I started singing at the churches, and I loved that music. And my dad was a huge country music fan, and so I heard the country music, the Grand Ole Opry on the radio and all that, so I was very into music, and I loved Hank Williams, and there were various artists that had inspired me. And when I was about 13, 14, of course, Elvis was happening, and I heard To Be Loved by Jackie Wilson was one of the great Jackie Wilson songs, and it so inspired me and opened my mind to what you could do with music, and the feelings and emotions you could feel transfer to other people who are listening, and the emotions you could give them and inspire them. So anyway, I got very interested in music, and then I happened to get in a band when I was 15 years old. I grew up in Houston, but I got in this band in a little country town. It was a little bit bigger town now, but twin cities, Rosenberg and Richmond, Texas, a couple of towns west of Houston. When my parents moved there to this smaller town, it was probably very lucky for me, and I got involved with these guys who wanted to have a band through my older brother, and Roy Head. There was a guy named Roy Head, and his band was called The Traits, and he had the big hit Treat Her Right, and we wanted to have a band like that, and we started a band, and that's how that whole thing got started.
In the 1950s, I had family in Port Arthur, Texas, which wasn't too far down south of Houston. My granddad grew up in Corpus Christi, so he wasn't too far from that. It is interesting to hear the stories of musicians and people who their early starts began with somebody else's music and it inspired them. Now, if you don't mind, BJ, because it broke up just a second, what was the name of the song that you said inspired you?
Yeah, of course, Elvis was a big mind blower, and wow, you know, he was like kind of the first of that generation, the first really huge guy that really compared to, you know, Sinatra and Dean Martin and, you know, Tony Bennett and those guys, Nat King Cole and those guys from the previous generation. So he made a big impact, and I really loved him. But the songs that really got me were the R&B, the black artists of my time, Jackie Wilson and, of course, Ray Charles and a lot of those guys. And when I heard the song, To Be Loved, it just so moved me, and I could just feel that this guy, whatever this guy was singing, Jackie Wilson, what he was singing, you could just feel that how much he believed what he was singing, and that was a big motivation and a big mind opener for me. Was how music could really transfer those emotions. When you heard the music, if the person who was performing really sounded like he believed it and not just maybe just hitting the notes and trying to sound pretty or whatever. But he was the guy that really started me thinking about it and thinking about music seriously. And I had sung quite a bit, as I said, in the churches, and I was in the quartets, and I was the youth song leader and stuff like that when I was, you know, 13, 14, that kind of thing. And then, of course, I got in a band called The Triumphs was what we decided to call ourselves, in a little town west of Houston. And we started playing the teen dances out in the boondocks on the weekends at the big dance halls, which had previously to us only been like oompa-pa band, you know, polka things. And we were, at least in our area, we were the first rock and rollers and R&B music to come through there. And we kind of patterned ourselves after Roy Head and the Traits, as I said, and you know, that's how we got started. And we had our first hit. Well, we wanted to have a hit record and dreamed of having it, but you know, we kind of knew we never would, but we aspired to that. And we had the chance to make our first album and '64 probably, and we cut the album one night, and the song "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry," the Hank Williams song, we had a version of that I'd been singing at the dances, and it had kind of evolved into our kind of version of it. And you know, we put it out on record, and it found its way and became a million seller and got me started as a national artist.
And what a beautiful version that was, BJ. I wanted to ask you, I know you said your dad loved country music. How did your parents feel about the path you were taking in the music business?
Oh, well, you know, they kind of had, they were pretty dubious about it, as I remember. I mean, they didn't encourage me and they didn't discourage me. And, you know, I had seen Hank Williams when I was eight or nine years old, when the Grand Ole Opry came through Houston, and they took us all down to the performance that night. And so I always remember that, and that's probably, I remember that being one of his favorite songs, so that's why I recorded that song. And they, you know, okay, I'm singing with a band, and, you know, of course they want to, hey, get a job, you know, so they didn't go one way or the other. But after I had the hit record, my dad was one of my biggest supporters.
Well, I tell you, one of the things about BJ Thomas, and people may want to try to cubbyhole singers and put them in a specific genre, you really fit in a lot of areas. And I think that you've alluded to that with the amount of music that you took in as a young person and the variety. It helped to build you into BJ Thomas, and this is your music and how you sing it, and it doesn't really place you necessarily in a genre.
Well, you know, even when I was a kid singing in the church, I always, it was always like I was just always motivated to sing them. And I don't know, it just seemed like I just couldn't sing that stock kind of thing, but I became very familiar with that music, and I realized, well, I mean, I didn't really realize, but I kind of had a little a little, I don't even know what you'd call it, but a little inspiration that would make me sing in a little different way. And then, of course, after I heard Jackie Wilson, I realized it was emotion and it was belief in what you were singing that made the difference. But the thing that really was the big catalyst for how I recorded and everything was Top 40 Radio. You know, the first Top 40 station was here in Dallas, and the next two were in Houston. So Top 40 was a great format for music because they played all the genres and all the hit records on one station. They didn't have a separate station for every little wrinkle in the music like they kind of do now. And so you'd hear everything. You know, the country artists, the pop guys, the blues guys. You hear even some classical music on the Top 40 station. And so when we put our song list together in our dance, for our dances, we just would take, you know, at the first take our music off the Top 40 chart. And that's kind of what set that where, you know, well, I've never really tried to think of the genre when I did music. But I just did the songs that moved me and the songs that I liked, and that's why I've always kind of been comfortable in a lot of different genres.
COVID has really prevented us from being able to be out and about and do the things we normally do. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the fact that you are still very active in the music business and how people can tune in to BJ Thomas, and then hopefully when COVID goes past, they can start hearing you in person again. Will you stick with me?
Yes, I will. I'll be right here.
We are talking to BJ Thomas right now here on The Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
What you do to me.
Welcome back. We are talking to BJ Thomas right now. Loving this conversation. If you listened in the first segment, you heard a little bit of BJ Thomas's early history and how he developed as a singer. We talked a little bit about where he does or doesn't fit in the music industry, but BJ Thomas is just BJ Thomas, and I'm so glad to have you on the line right now, BJ.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We talked about COVID-19 and the effect it's had for people across the board, not just in the entertainment industry, but obviously in small business and across many different facets of our country. And it has slowed things down. But hopefully what will happen is we'll get the doors back open and you'll be able to go and tour again and come to Alabama and do the things that you do. Tell us about some of the expectations that you have moving forward after COVID.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I am planning on going into muscle shows with Billy Lawson and Dan Penn as soon as as soon as we can acquire the vaccine and get that vaccine. But yeah, this of course, this whole situation has stopped a lot of things, and so we're just trying to outlast this. And I've been basically quarantined here with my wife Gloria for almost 90 days. So we're not taking any chances. And a lot of people are going out to work to do the drive-ins and certain things. But I don't know. And I may do that too. But if we can figure out a very safe way to do it, then I'll get out there just as soon as I can. Of course, I've got a band. I've had a band, since 65. So, I got a lot of concern and stress about my band and how they're doing. And, so much of all professions have been stopped, but especially this, the one I'm in is the one that's affecting me. And, it's just almost a cold stoppage. I've done a thing or two from my living room on Facebook and for some friends of mine who were presenting a program of some music, and it's not the same as being out there traveling like I've been all my life. So we're all really looking forward to that.
If people wanted to connect with you right now, I know you said you've done some things through social media. Is there some way that you would like people to check out BJ Thomas music?
I've got a BJ Thomas thing on Facebook. Yeah, you can find some of my stuff online. My music is streaming and, that's always there. But we do have the Facebook site, and we will keep you up on what we're doing on that.
Perfect. BJ Thomas, it has been a real joy to have you here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, I tell you, I've enjoyed it myself, and you've got a great show, and I wish you all the luck with this thing. I appreciate your support. I just want to tell the people who are listening to your site here that I appreciate for all these years and keeping me around all this time, and I really have enjoyed talking to you, Mark.
Well, let's keep you around a whole lot longer, BJ. We've been talking to BJ Thomas. Glad to have him here on the Mark White Show today, and I am your host, Mark White.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Have you ever had someone make you feel that there was something that you couldn't do, or a goal you couldn't achieve? Have you ever worked so hard at something, only to be discouraged by a family member, friend, teacher, coworker, or even your own personal circumstances? Have you ever been told that you're not good enough, and that the dreams or the goals that you've set for yourself are just unattainable? There are so many people out there who will tell you that you can't. What you have to do is you've got to turn around and say, "Watch me." I literally live by these words. There have been so many times that I've been discouraged. When I go into auditions, I put 100% into what I'm doing at all times. But there are so many people that are also putting in that 100%. A lot of auditioning is rejection, and you have to learn not to take it personally, which is very hard. I can feel discouraged at times because I feel I'm not good enough for anyone. In my school, some of my teachers think that acting isn't a steady job for the future, and I will never be able to make a career out of something that I love to do. These instances fuel me to work even harder, and I know in my heart that I can do anything if I put my mind to it. With hard work and determination, anything is possible. I think of life like a flower. People can pluck out all of your petals, but they aren't getting to the root of you. Having confidence and believing in yourself is the only thing you need to achieve your goal. You don't need the support of others, although it really would be nice. You must remember, it's your goal, not their goal. And if someone's telling you that you cannot do something, use that power to encourage you to keep going and prove to yourself that you can. I know, there will be challenges and roadblocks, like in the lyrics in the song, Rose Garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little bit of rain sometimes. If dreammaking was easy, everybody would be successful and happy. But it is so important to forge forward. Keep your eyes on your own paper and never look back into the rearview mirror. You have to understand that those that discourage others are speaking from their past experiences and their own discouragements. I choose to be an example to others and encourage them to step up and do what they can to reach their goals. Words of encouragement go so far. Don't try to change someone into what you think they should be. Discover who they are. Be the light in their life, not the darkness. And be the girl or boy who decided to go for it and live your dream. Never give up. I believe in you. And don't forget to always live sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Jolene, Jolene!
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better. And also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Little baby told God, hey, I'm kinda scared, not sure if I really wanna go down there. From here it looks like a little blue ball, but it's a great big place and I'm so small. Why can't I stay here with you?
Right now we have with us Mr. Tim Atwood. You heard him just a few weeks ago, and now he's back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tim.
Well, man, it's great to be back. I appreciate it so much.
Glad to have you. Tell us what's been going on in your life over the past few weeks since we talked.
Well, we've all been in quarantine. So Roxanne and I have been here at the house, and we do pretty good. Well, we actually, we were at Jimmy Capps' funeral yesterday. Jimmy was a guitar player at the Grand Ole Opry for over 60 years, and I had worked with Jimmy from the late 70s. And so we were at the funeral yesterday and paid our respects to Jimmy, and what a talented guy he was. And other than that, we've been working on a new CD. We're trying to get a new CD out this year.
Well, I noticed the music community in large numbers were sharing their condolences for Jimmy. And so I know that he had a big impact on many people across the board in the music business.
He was one of those guys, if you met Jimmy, you liked him. He was one of the few guys in the music business, I think, like that. But when you met him, he was a genuine, real, down-to-earth person, done some huge, huge things. He was on The Gambler. He was on so many hit records. He Stopped Loving Her Today, Stand By Your Man. I mean, he was actually musician royalty. Everybody knew Jimmy, and everybody liked Jimmy, and just a fabulous guitar player.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that about a person like that, and now I understand why people were so sorry that he has left us now. I know that, as you said, you're working on a project, and on the 20th, I believe that there is a midnight jamboree if people are willing to stay up.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to showcase a bunch of the new stuff. On the 20th of June, we're going to be doing it, and they're doing it a little different these days. We tape it early, and because of the social distancing and things, we don't have a crowd. We let, you know, 10, 15 people, close friends and stuff, we get them in. But you're working basically to a camera. And but I'm really excited about doing it. I'm just thrilled about this new project. There's a wide variety of stuff If you know me, you know I like everything from rock and roll, old rock and roll, and country and bluegrass and gospel. I've got a little touch of every one of those things on this album because it's who I am. I miss the road so much. I did not realize I would miss it this much. And like I said, we've been home. We've made a couple little forays out into the countryside just driving. I told Roxanne, I said, I just feel like driving for about 8 hours because that's what we normally did every week. But we'll go out and just do some riding and stuff. I think it's starting to loosen up a little bit. I work a campground here on Sunday nights when I'm in town, and I worked it this past week. And it was very fulfilling to see people there. Most of them didn't have masks on, so you could see them smile, you could see them laugh, and boy, it just energized me. I played an hour and a half, and that's all I'm supposed to play, and I ended up playing 2 hours. I couldn't get enough of it. It was good for me.
Well, it's really been a time for people to decide whether they really like people or they really don't.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they're missing people, they really want to be out and about. And I'm getting anxious myself because you miss those connections with so many people. And what I do, I actually like to be in the homes and actually talk to families and individuals and be there with them eyeball to eyeball as opposed to being on the phone.
Yeah, I'm same way. I told Roxanne, I said, when this is all over, when we get back out on the road, I'm going to hug everybody. I don't care if I know them or not. I'm just going to walk up to them and hug them. It's been so nice to see people again.
Well, and I know that you've stayed connected through social media, and that has been an avenue for a lot of people. If people want to continue to listen to Tim Atwood through social media and through your website and hear your new music and also this Midnight Jamboree, just unload on us.
Well, we've got you got timatwood.com and you got Tim Atwood Facebook. Matter of fact, we did a little thing called the Non-Essential Worker Blues that had thousands of hits. It was 108,000 people watched that. Roxanne and I sat here and wrote that one day. We didn't realize we were non-essential. And then all of a sudden we wrote this song and we recorded it and put it on Facebook and had 108,000 people watch it. So that's really good. That really did my heart good.
In football terms, that'll fill up Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, too, the Midnight Jamboree will be on Facebook that night on the Midnight Jamboree page at 7 p.m. So I figured I better plug that real quick. Ernest Tubb Record Shop is what it is.
Thank you.
That's where it's at. The Ernest Tubb Record Shop on June 20th at 7 o'clock. So y'all tune in and get a glimpse of what's going to be happening. And it'll be so great for me to play with a band again. I do a lot of solo stuff, but boy, I really enjoy it. My son will be playing drums. He and I work together quite a bit. But I would appreciate everybody tuning in and just giving it a listen.
What's your goal for your new music coming out? What do you have set as a date maybe for people to start looking for that?
We are still in the process. So far, it's taken us 6 months, and I got a feeling it's going to be at least another month and a half before we actually get it out. There's a lot more to do. I'm going to get Charlie McCoy to play harmonica on a couple of things. Of course, he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. But I've got some really great songs, a couple of new songs by a young songwriter that's about 25 years old. He had a song called Saved by Grace. And it's basically the story is about a boy going to church. He was infatuated with Grace, and the girl's name was Grace. And he just actually, you know, she's the reason that he prays, you know, because he was saved by Grace, you know. So it's a great little song. And I actually did an old song that I grew up hearing it. My Granny Atwood used to sing it to me. Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening Bread. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We did a little rocking version of that. I mean, like I said, it's all over the map. I love music, and I try to touch as many people as I can.
Well, whether it's a month and a half, 2 months, or 3 months, what's a little time between friends, Tim?
Well, that's true. And when I get it, I'll make sure that you get a copy immediately.
I appreciate that. Tim, it's always a joy to have you here on the Mark White Show, and you're welcome anytime, brother. You just jump right on.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and I hope you have a blessed day. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
All right, you too.
Folks, we were talking to Tim Atwood there. I want you to tune in. You can actually go and find the Midnight Jamboree. Stay in tune with Tim Atwood Music, timatwoodmusic.com, and also the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. That's where you'll find that special Midnight Jamboree on June 20th at 7 o'clock. Be sure to tune in. We appreciate Tim Atwood joining us here on the Mark White Show today.
And what it says is true, and I'm thankful for the ones who died for the old red, white, and blue. When they try and take my rights away, I'll proudly stand and tell them no, it ain't gonna happen, 'cause I'll stand up and say so.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.